Y'all be praying for Kara. I think they're going to try to get her fluids on down and get her a little better shape, get her back for the surgery, something like that, maybe. And do her own tests and their own examinations and try to come up with their own solutions and everything. So, be praying for the doctors up in the office. They call us from the best in the country, but I still pray for them. That heart doctor of mine down there in Florence, I don't know if there's any heart doctor any better than he is, but I pray for him. Praise the Lord. I pray for him. Pray for the nurses and the instruments and all too. Pray for you staying in the hospital. A lot of people get sick, picked up just being in the hospital. So, they're praying about that too. And George Bush Sr. died yesterday. There's a lot of people across the country mourning his death. So y'all let's pray for one of his grieving this morning. I like George Bush Sr. He was one of the most recognized Republican presidents, highest rating, I believe, of any president. He had a rating one time by 80%. That's way on up there for president, to get 80%. But I think he had the highest rating at one time. But he was a sleeping giant. He fell asleep, thought he had everything all right and under control. And Clinton went right in there and snuck that presidency right out from under him after one term. So just because you think you've got everything right don't mean you lay down and quit. You had to keep on going. Okay. Well, so let's pray for him, and let's still be praying for these folks. The woman who's down there, I was talking to Brother Ken also on the weekend, and all about praying for Karen and everything. There's still people down there suffering from them floods and stuff. A lot of people still homeless, ain't got their homes fixed yet, and didn't have them fixed. Some of them didn't have them fixed from what Matthew had come through 2 years ago. And some were still out there from then. So it's rough being in a floodplain like that, ain't it? So let's be praying for them. Let's be praying for those folks up there in Illinois. They said some tornadoes went through up there and tore up some towns and stuff up there. It didn't have no deaths yet, but they said it tore up a bunch of lot of stuff up there. So let's be praying for them. Yeah, he can send judgment when he gets ready to. He can send judgment when he gets ready. He's still God. I know he's got a day of judgment, but we don't deserve all judgment to that day. Stop at. Let's be praying. Good to see Nina. see God the one this morning. I just can't hardly find a place to be depressed or down and out when it comes to the Lord. You get down and out of this world, but don't get down and out of the Lord. Amen. And the Lord will keep you from getting so down and out in this world. Amen. So let's keep praying and lifting up. Anybody? Let's remember Sister Regina. I haven't seen her cross since the last time she came to church here, so we always be praying for her, Lord, to help. Anybody else? Anything else? All right, let's get the Lord in prayer. Lord, we just appreciate you this morning, God. God, we appreciate you. Wonderful Savior, a mighty God this morning, Lord. Saint, bless all of us, Lord, and be just what you want us to be, Christian, saved, sanctified, saint, whatever it is, Lord, bless us all, God, to be bold. Be bold in serving the Lord. Stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand against the end, Lord. Have faith in God. Lord, not giving in to power of the enemy. Lord, bless us, God, strengthen us, keep us, God, on our way. We pray for things, Lord. God, we just love you, Lord. We'll answer all these prayer requests, God. God, Sister Caleb in the hospital, Samuel, Gary, and John, the Lord, they need help this morning. God, and Sister Caleb, and Lord, bless them this morning. God, there's a lot of us who's heartbroken this morning, God. God, makes present mind, bless them, Lord, grief, family. God, bless them, Lord. God, bless folks for the Lord's power, wherever we're at. God, bless them, Lord. Neighbors, Lord, we know, God. Bless these surrounding neighbors, God. The storms, all the storms here today. Bless God, Lord, we need this morning, God, never day, never back. Once it has fresh in this morning, Lord. And the Donna Cave, Marcel, God, bless Lord, God, we need this morning in the bodies, Lord, sicknesses and weaknesses. God, bless the strength, Lord, help us, bless us all. Put in request for us here today. They called for severe thunderstorms here today and this afternoon, and high winds, and they said don't rule out a possibility of a tornado here. See, y'all better be less praying for ourselves here too with the weather and all. If it gets too rough, we may have to call off service tonight, but we'll try to get in touch with everybody. But I should have put a request for us, I guess. I didn't think about it in time. High winds, thunderstorms, and a chance of tornado here. Y'all be careful this afternoon. So y'all be careful if you're out around this afternoon.
So, be praying, looking up. Thank you, Lord, you don't never know when that last breath is coming. Let's just be my last breath over here, be my first one over yonder. Praise the Lord. I know we emphasize on this life a lot. You can't help but you're living in this world. But I tell you what, my emphasis really lies over there on the other side. Praise the Lord. I'm going to leave here one of these days, Sister Nina, and I'm going to a place of no return. Once I get the Spirit, the Bible says that's eternal life. You don't make no U-turns and come back. Praise the Lord. You get out there on the highway sometimes. Sister Pansy went up there Friday with her mom. Said he done pretty good going to that Rex Hospital in Raleigh Friday. But coming back, Lord, said he got to turn all kind of ways around there. I tell you, you have to make a U-turn down here sometime to get back on the right track. Don't feel bad. It happens to a lot of good soldiers. There's a lot of them on the battlefield that's made a U-turn and had to get back right where they needed to be. Praise the Lord. If you need to make a U-turn this morning, you turn yourself around and get right back on the right track. Praise the Lord. Boy, if I need to get all this, what we'd have is time. Praise the Lord. I ain't bragging on it, but Brother Robert Lee kind of backed up over there when I was coming through that morning. And he said, I'd like to knock him down. I was trying to get to the altar. He was coming back this way, beating that tambourine, and I was coming this way, trying to get to the altar. And I meant that wasn't going to stop me, praise the Lord. I ain't done went far as I could go. You get to the point where you go far as you can go the wrong way, you know you need to turn around. That's where you turn around at. Praise the Lord. God's got a turning place for you. You better know when to turn around. Might be your last opportunity. Praise the Lord. Do you feel like you're heaven bound this morning? Praise the Lord. Do you feel like you're heaven bound this morning?
Yeah.
Praise God. I feel like I'm on the way. Praise the Lord. There ain't no other way to feel when you're serving God. Praise the Lord. That's the way to feel. Amen. What page you got in this thing?
94.
94. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
referring to Brother Paul, Apostle Paul. He got saved. He was on the road to Damascus. He had to get his blinded eyes open up. Well, he was so blind to the ways of God. God had him blinded to the ways of this world. Amen. Now, he was way on out there on the other side of religion. He thought he was above what Jesus had come and done, and what the saints were doing, what the Lord had already done for the saints of the church and everything. And this was after the birth, the crucifixion and everything, resurrection and all. Paul still, he thought he could override all that, all the healings and miracles. Praise the Lord. You can't override all that. Amen. God doesn't look at blinded eyes. What page you got, Miss Page?
Thank you.
in that land of front today. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thunderstorms arriving in that place. There ain't gonna be no thunderstorms sweeping across the sky, lightning popping, flashing. Praise the Lord. Amen. It'll be a peace and calm. Man won't live it. That man ain't never seen before. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that land of perfect day.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. All right. Seems like a good time. Let's have Sunday school. Let's see what the Lord's got for us in the Sunday school lesson this morning. Praise the Lord. Huh? This ain't like no needle on that heart rhythm machine, a life support machine.
Good like that.
We're going to give you that life support you need. You head toward him and keep going that way. And then he might be a little slower than somebody else. You ain't got to go like I went. Paul, I didn't go like Paul went. I can't tell you God blinded me and I couldn't see for 3 days. I can't tell you that. Paul told you, I can't testify for you. Praise the Lord. I can't testify for every one of you. You might get up one day and say, it took me 20 years, but praise God, I feel like I'm free. You might want to run around the church parking lot and half the neighborhood. Praise the Lord. You might not slow down until you get just right what you need with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Keep pressing on. And let me tell you what. Sister Dan, you feel like reading? Let me tell you some of what Moses told us back, way back in Moses' day. Chapter 4. Read 4. Chapter 4, 1 through 4.
Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, and therefore my God commanded me that you should do so in the land where he does to possess it. Am I reading right?
I think you are. Chapter 4, verse 1.
Verse 4.
Yeah.
Now therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto judgments.
Hold. You've got the right one now. He says, hearken. That means listen. Learn. Learn to commit yourself. Hold on to what you got with God. Amen. You might not get it all at one time. God didn't never say he's going to give you everything at one time. If you get all 9 gifts of the Spirit, I believe your heart would bust if he gave them to you all at one time. That's a lot of power, the 9 gifts of the Spirit. You get to my healing, miracles, tongues, the works of God that it talks about there in Corinthians. Amen. Power of God. Come on, you all at one time. Something probably has to bust it. Give one. God wants us to work on this thing a little bit at a time. Go ahead. I might stop you again, Sister Penny, because I like you.
Now therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and the judgments which I teach you.
I teach you. You see that? When you went to school, did you go the first day in the first grade, and when you left that evening, you graduated from the 12th grade all in one day? Did you, Tommy, you still in school? You didn't graduate the first day you went to school in the first grade, did you? You didn't graduate from 12th grade. You got to learn this stuff. Praise the Lord. Brother Rob Lee, I've been coming to church and God's been dealing with me and I failed God. God knows I did. I can't hide it. When I come back to church, the Lord was dealing with me. And I was trying to get right and everything, you know. God works with you. Praise the Lord. People will work with you. But, Brother Robert, I want you to help me with that Sunday school class. Boy, I've never done that before. I ain't never taught no class. Kindergarten, first grade, elementary. I ain't never taught none of them. I said, I'll give it 2 weeks, brother. I know where my help comes from. You do too. I said, if God don't help me, I said, you can have it back. He said, that's fair enough. Something like that. Something real close to that. He said, that's good enough. I teach you the statutes and judgments that God gave me, that God gave Moses. Go ahead, Sister Dan.
For to do them that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. ours had seemed like war did because of
Baal Peor.
Brought the men that followed Baal Peor. The Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you, but you that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive every one of you this day.
I thought I'd give you praise and let you read the rest of that. But boy, I like to stop when I'm reading. Sister Dean, you have to learn how to stop sometimes. You get ready to teach and preach, pastor, evangelize, whatever. And I think a woman can pastor too under a man. That's different. I believe her name was Deborah in the Old Testament. She told that king, she said, I don't want to go out there and take your recognition. She said, if you go, I'll go with you. So that's the way they set it up. You can have a woman pastor under certain guidance and under certain precautions. Sister Penny, mine would say she passed the old church for a while when the brother off there. Said that you got to possess what God wants you to have. You got to live that you may live. You got to live and hold on. Possess. That means you keep it. If you got something in your hands and you holding on to it, you just open your hand and let it go. It's gone. Is that not right? Boy, I like that simple stuff, don't you? Hey, man, I can learn myself from a simple illustration. Sit there, if you roll a brother Tony down that ramp at the house and you let him go, don't you do this now. Don't you let him go like that if he fell over the chair. You know what's going to happen? She said it never happened before. Accidentally. I tell you, sometimes you get over, sometimes it seems like your hands release before you know it or something. Arthritis has bothered my hands. But keep what God's got for you. Don't add unto it, don't take away, that you may keep my commandments. Now listen, this is Moses right here in Deuteronomy. He said to teach you the statutes and the judgments, and he separated the commandments. Do you see that? The statutes and judgments which the Lord and Father have given you, the man you needed that you missed, and that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God. You see how he separated that? There's some crazy people out there today that tell you the commandments. Oh, that's the law of God. Well, you don't live by the law. Moses didn't add that to the law. He separated that from the law of God. What did because of Baal? They fell into destruction by not keeping the words of God, the commandments of God. Amen. God's got a day of judgment for every heart and soul. Now, don't you get it wrong. But God's judgment can fall on you today for not following God. He said, you know how God had destroyed them from among you? Huh? This was written before witnesses. This here is just like going to school and studying history books. Didn't need to get me a crank. This is just like going and studying the history book. This is the history book that God being wrote. Moses was the main man of God that day. Abraham, Moses. Did Moses and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses. He might should have been added in it, but it wasn't God's will, I don't read. Sister, do you want to read? Now, I want you especially to pay attention to this Deuteronomy 5. Our lesson, let me explain something to you right quick about these other verses. Our lesson, the title, is the reliability of the Bible. You can rely on God to be your helper, but When you break his statutes, his judgments, his requirements, his commandments, don't look for God to pat you on the back while you're going through the pearly gates and you ain't been living right. I don't know where they get their teaching from. I don't want no new version. He said not to diminish all from it, not to change all, not to take nothing, to add nothing. Didn't he say it? He said that way back Moses' day. Let me tell you something, folks. There's a lot of people going to have gate trouble because of the humanistic ways of serving God, because of the fleshly ways of saying, I'm saved and I'm doing everything. There's a lot of them going to miss it. Every time you see them, oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm just blessed. And they tell more lies about money than me and all the rest of y'all put together. Those people won't even pay their tithes to the house of God. Do you know that? Oh, I'm the deacon. Oh, I'm the pastor. Ask the pastor if he's paying his tithes. He might believe in you paying yours, ask him if he's paying his. Praise the Lord. Better question some of these people. If you don't know them, they come up here sometime and get in the pulpit and tell you, I done question them. That's all right with me. Brother Troy, now he got it last time he was here. He said, I'm the same thing, I ain't changed. But I ain't questioned Brother Troy. Brother Troy ain't never changed. I like Brother Troy, young, right on too. Sister, I can read that Deuteronomy 4 and 5. Listen to this, 5 and 6.
Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God's people were taught. They've been taught ever since day one. God's people have been taught. And they've been taught. And they have been taught. And when they stand before the Lord, you better have all your learning behind you. All your guesswork behind you. Amen. All your faults and failures behind you. That the statute that you should do so in the land wherever you so possess. Praise the Lord. That your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, that they'll know that you're a child of God, that you have the wisdom and the understanding of God's people. Amen. When you see a bunch of people coming to your door and they got the wrong Bible, they got the wrong version, they got the wrong idea. They got the wrong ideas. And let me tell you something, their idea is the wrong idea. I really don't like my ideas. And I'll tell you like this here. If my ideas don't add up to the Word of God, they ain't no good. I really don't like my ideas if they're separated from the Word of God and the inspiration of the Lord. If He encourages you, you go on with it. Everything's not wrote down from Genesis to Revelation. Everything God gives you ain't wrote down in that Bible. You might have revelations, visions. You might get something from heaven. You might get a spiritual urge pushing you. And it ain't the Bible. It'd be the Spirit of God. He might push you a little easier than He pushes me. He might give you a shove. He might give you a shove in the right direction. He might want you to jump from 1 to 10. I don't know. The nation might have to go 1 to 2, to 3 to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 before they get to 10. If God pushes you from 1 to 10, you take and go with it. Praise the Lord. He'll give you what you need. Amen. See if you can get what you need and you don't believe. Bible does say believe and receive. Amen. If you doubt, he will do it out. Amen. A great, wise, understanding people. Praise the Lord. Sister, maybe you want to read that sin, baby, now.
For what nation is there to break? Who hath God so much unto thee? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him. And what nation is there to break that hath such statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul to thee. Lest thou forget the things which thy eyes have seen, and lest thou depart from all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. This was the day that thou stood before the Lord thy God.
Now, are you reading from Deuteronomy 4?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Was I reading it wrong?
I'm going to read it, right? I just couldn't catch up with you. Maybe that's what it was. I'm not looking for another verse of scripture, too. That'd help a great deal if somebody's speaking to you about that there. You have to talk and ask and commune with them and have a back and forth situation, conversation, and everything. That'd help a great deal. We have these church meetings and stuff and things like that, which we don't have none no more. I reckon that's a good sign. Meeting them one time. There was a little difference there. We had to get things straightened out, you know. And if you do the right things, people will know it. That last meeting we had, I think it was Sister Lisa, said, Brother Darrell, you done good. That encouraged me. She didn't shake my hand, but when you encourage somebody a lot of times, said, that was a blessing. Shake your hand, said, thank the Lord for you. Huh? Tell them, pat them on the back. It don't hurt to get somebody to pat them on the back sometimes. Tell Sister Mary, said, Sister Mary, you keep running on for the Lord. Tell them, no, you ain't got no way to turn around. You know it too. You ain't got no way to turn around. What's back there to turn around to? Hey, man, you got to keep pressing forward. I know sometimes things get you turn around, your heart turn upside down. Sometimes you just feel like everything's pouring out. You got to pour it out to the Lord. Encourage somebody. Pull them. Amen. The Bible says pulling some out of the fire. Praise the Lord for having compassion. And pulling them. Praise the Lord. You might look back and see where somebody was pulling you. Praise the Lord. Amen. What nation is so great? God's people are great people. Don't let the devil make you think no business. And what it says, a nation is there so great. Sister Dana, we belong to a great people. Amen. I know it. A lot of times it might make you feel little in this world. Oh, y'all, people are crazy. Y'all the Christians. Y'all ain't got nothing else to do. Sister Dana, I ain't looking to be praised in this world. I ain't looking for this world to push me to heaven. Pull me to heaven neither. You better not look for them to do it neither. Amen. It takes God. Amen. It takes God. That God's so mine to them. Amen. I've got God close by, ain't you? Boy, if I couldn't feel the presence of the Lord this morning, ooh, I know we have a time and hour. Praise the Lord. God will pull you. He's got that rope that's tied to your soul. And he pulls. And he pulls. And he's wanting to keep pulling you till you get right on into the glory land, the land that you possess. But God's got a land for us after a while. Amen. Take heed of thyself. Amen. This is an individual thing. Verse 9, is that what it said? Ain't that what you read, Sister Nathan? It said, take heed to thyself. I can't blame it on the preacher. I can't blame it on the deacon. If they preach it to you, and they teaching it to you, and it's just right, you'll know it. God will bear witness with you. Keep thy soul diligently. Don't let nothing come between you and God. From thy heart, amen, lest they depart from thy heart. I thought this thing was supposed to be written down, and it's supposed to be written down. It is written down. I just read it to you. Praise the Lord. It wasn't in the spirit like it is now, that's just the vision. But it is written down even in Moses' day. Praise the Lord. I want to go. Y'all got your Bibles up in Deuteronomy 4. I want you to look at something else too that separates the commandments and the statutes and the covenants. 4 and 13. Sister Lisa, read that.
And he declare unto you his covenant which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone.
Go ahead and read 14 too.
And the Lord commanded me at the time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might do them in the land whither you go over to possess it.
Now, did he not separate the commandments and the covenants? He said, declare to you his covenants, that you may be commanded to perform even the 10 commandments. Did not separate them again. The commandments and the covenants. And the law, the requirements of that day was even separated from the commandments of God. If anybody ever asked you about the commandments of God, tell them to read chapter 4 and verse Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verses. That ain't separating the law and the commandments. That will never be separated. Praise the Lord. Sister Lisa, look on that page 6 and read that verse 10. Since you did, that's where you lost me at. I wasn't looking at verse 10 on that next page. I'm sorry, that's where you lost me at right there. Okay. Especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord. This here was written down before witnesses. This here was written down about the witnesses. People will say, oh, man wrote the Bible. I know man wrote it. But it was men of God that wrote it. And we're going to read that a little bit where it said that the men of old that was inspired by God. Sister Dana, I want what God's got for us. Amen. I can't accept nothing else. I don't want nothing else. I'm not running for money, running for the position and running for power and running for this world. I'm not running for the things. If I was, I'd be at the wrong church this morning. Amen. I sure would. Amen. Gather me the people together. That's what God's got for us. His people's going to come together one of these days. And we're going to come together. And we're going to be with God forever after one of these days. Y'all, let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 in the Bible. That's our next section in our lesson. Second Timothy chapter 3. We'll start in the next section right there. And this goes on and talks about the reliability of the Word of God, the reliability of God. All this lesson goes right on through, teaching about the trustworthiness and the dependability that you can put in God's Word. You got it, Sister Lisa? Read that 14 and 15. 2 Timothy chapter 3.
But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee right unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
Now that says, but continue. You got to keep moving forward. When you continue going towards something, you don't stop and back up. You don't stop and turn around. You continue on. That means you push your way on, press your way on. Sometimes you might have to reach out and see if there's something you can grab hold to pull yourself. Everybody, a lot of times you ain't got people right behind you pushing you. Sometimes you might have to reach out and say, Lord, let me grab hold of something that'll carry me a little bit further. Lord, let the Sunday school lesson give me something to carry me a little bit further. Lord, I want to send out a fleece. Send me something today that'll encourage me to keep my eyes looking toward the heavens and keep me going forward. Pray. God will help you. Amen. Pray and God will see that you get there. God will help you. He'll give you all the need. So that thou has assurance. Huh? In 14, that thou has been assured. He'll give you the assurance that you need sometimes. At least when you feel it down and feel low sometimes, and I know what happens to people. God, it's happened to me before. You can get down to a position to where you need some assurance. You see? And God will give you some assurance sometime. Praise the Lord. Amen. God, sometimes He'll tell you, like He did in the Scriptures, He says, stir up the Spirit within you. Get your Bible out. Start singing a song. Pray. Throw your hands up and say, God, I want to send up some blessings to you this morning. I want to praise your name. I want to lift you up high. Bless me, Lord. Praise the Lord. That blesses my heart. Just to tell you that. Praise the Lord. Amen. It'll get you motivated. Sometimes things, you don't never know what. It don't take much to get me encouraged in the Lord. Praise the Lord. It don't take much. God has blessed me so much. And I realize that what they say, be assured thou hast learned and whom thou hast learned then. Praise the Lord. When you learn it, you know it. You got the knowledge of it. You got it. Boy, it's a blessing. Praise the Lord. You got something you don't have to let go of when you see the police coming. We used to hold that beer down, boy. Hold that bottle down. There's the law. Put that stuff where there it is. Turn right here. I believe he's coming back. Try to run and get away from him. Turn here, I believe he's doing. Turn around and come back. What? Turn off, hurry up, get down there and pull off the road somewhere. Trying to hide from the law.
What's that? Sometimes the devil will get after you, huh? Out there in this world, playing with sin. Sometimes the devil will get after you. I know a lot of people playing stuff on the Lord. The devil's doing a lot too now. I know he ain't doing nothing without God's authority, God's will. Who read that?
Sister B, read them two verses there for 16 and 17.
Is that again?
Yeah.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished to all good works.
Now it says at 17 that the man of God may be perfect. But I want you to listen to what 15 says. You still looking at your Bible? That thou have from a child has known the Holy Scripture. We ain't gonna have no excuses, folks. Most of us, if we had at the time we've been saved, we first got saved until today, we could probably add up about 400 or 500 years. Just between what's here this morning. From the time you knew the scriptures and knew you needed to be saved to get to heaven. Sister Pam and Peggy, Amy, and that all of us up together, the time we first met the Lord, knew we needed to be saved, knew we needed a Savior. From the time we first, that's probably 400 or 500 years. Put together. When you knew, from that first day forward, that God had dealt with you and you needed to be saved. That make thee wise unto salvation. Praise the Lord. Make you know you need to be saved. Make you know you need your heart right. You need to ask the Lord to come in and guide you and keep you. Amen. The scripture been inspired by God already. Amen. That inspiration gets you to going. Inspire people to believe. And reproof means to teach them what's wrong. And the correction means to help them to find out what's wrong. To correct what's wrong. And that instruction in righteousness is to instruct them and teach them how to live the right way. Now, I don't know how in the world they take the scripture and twist them around to live like the devil wants them to. I can't tell you that because I ain't into that. I don't follow that spirit. I follow that spirit that the Lord has encouraged in His people with. That spirit He puts on His people to go forward and to learn His word and His teachings that makes them able to be wise unto salvation. Which thou has learned and has been assured of in verse 14. That's the scriptures I want. The one that you can rely on. The Bible, the reliability of the Bibles. That's the ones that's the verses and the words and the scriptures that I want. The ones that I can feel assured about. That I can feel that they guarantee you a place in heaven. A place in God's of ministry, God's people, a place in the church. You don't have to be an evangelist to serve God. You don't have to be the pastor. You don't have to be the preacher. All you got to do is know what God's got for you and do what God wants you to do. Now, some people, you know, they're sitting on the sidelines and they keep waiting on somebody else to do it. I'm going to sit over here and y'all doing God pulling you at the same time. Obey the Lord. But at the same time, if God just wants you to be a saint, be faithful to church, help the church, be a witness, you just be a saint. You can be a Christian, just be a plain, flat saint, a child of God. Have your name written in the Lamb Book of Life just like the ones pastored for the last 40 years. You have your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life just like the one been evangelizing 50 weeks a year for the last 20 years. Praise the Lord. I can tell you. God can tell you what you need to be doing. I can help you with the doctrine and the reproof and correction and instruction and righteousness. But that part where it says the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You got to get them good works. You got to let God teach you, guide you to do good works.
Praise the Lord.
I don't want nobody to get up there and make a mess and say God done it. If God tell you to get on the piano and play, you'll play. Huh? If he tells you to get in that pulpit and preach, you'll preach. If he tells you to be faithful and come to church, you'll do that too. Praise the Lord. Huh? I like to tell some things. I don't read Sister Ethel and Brother Tommy of mine. But back in the 90s, we was without a church there for a while. They were coming to lay their tithes right in here. Here's my tithes. Here's my tithes. They were both working back then, I believe. And here's our tithes.
That's right.
Let them mind me telling that. You'll do what God wants you to do. Amen. You'll obey the Lord when you get your heart to the right with God. You'll know and feel assured. And you'll feel that peace that's within you that you please the God. Amen. When you do the things that please God, you'll feel comfortable with your walk with God. You won't feel no condemnation that the man of God, the woman, amen. That man represents woman too. God made him man in the image of himself. He made a male and female. Praise the Lord. That they may be perfect. Perfect. That said perfect. Praise the Lord. Do you feel perfect this morning? Praise the Lord. That spirit and that heart churning and the word of God burning in your heart and you feel that will within the will. You might be right where God wants you at this morning. You might be perfect this morning. Amen. We might go stop right there. The bell better run. We had a few more verses of scripture. Two more, I think. Three more verses. But I think we've got everything said this morning to understand what the reliability of God is. What the reliability of the Word is. God's reliable this morning, folks. Amen. You can trust him and count on him too. He's dependable, faithful, and just. Is there anything else? Any questions, anything? Boy, I enjoyed that lesson there this morning. That's a blessing to your heart right there. Depend on God. Amen.
Amen.
Let's see who's got a birthday this week. Anybody? Anybody with a birthday? Any birthdays, anniversaries? Birthdays and anniversaries. All right, well, let's have our drop of pennies. Nobody's a year old, nobody's having a happy anniversary. We'll do drop of pennies. Now, if you will, Tommy, you help me gather up these pennies, I'll help you or something. And we'll do the dropping penny song. pennies. Amen. I don't know if they were made before the dollar, but they had us make a dollar. They were going to make first a penny and a dollar. Well, probably a penny. They might have had a penny for to make a dollar until the thing got costing more than they had to make a bigger size piece of money. So thank God for every one of you. Praise the Lord. Who's got a song they want to sing? Praise the Lord. Anybody? Is this place to sing one of our old songs? Holy, 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 holy. Thank you. Sister Abby, come on. Thank you, Lord. I'll pray for you. Come.
I appreciate the Lord this morning. Y'all help me out. Pray for me. My voice is kind of going soft. But I'm trusting in the Lord. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalm. Chapter 57. And I'll just go ahead and tell y'all how it's been this morning. Deb has been on our case this morning. We woke up and went outside to get the van to come to church. The van wouldn't crank. It wouldn't even turn over. And then it was just no noise whatsoever. Horn wouldn't even blow. So then we got in the truck and we went down to Grandma's and we loved it. Grandma's. Grandma said they've been fighting her all morning. And some other stuff happened this morning when I was getting up and I forgot what it is now. And then I got to church and I had nice poof going on and it split. And I tried to fix that. And then I went back there to use the restroom and Mama told me, said, "Your skirt's navy blue. Your shirt is black. And I can't stand that. That gets on my nerves. I can't stand black and brown together if it's not made together. And I can't stand people that wear black, navy blue and black together. That's a pet peeve of mine. You will never see me do this again. I can't stand it. But it's the principle of the thing. Things have happened today that's been aggravating. To try to deter you, get you upset. And you'll see when it's the devil, you know, things that happen.
Oh, yeah.
And because he tempted me to be mad at Mama because I wore this one time before and she didn't tell me. And now I'm thinking about the last time I wore it and this time I'm standing up here in the wrong. And on top of that, I haven't got no voice. But we're here this morning and I'm glad to be in church. You know, the devil does things like that just to aggravate you.
Yeah.
And when he aggravates you, he gets you in a bad spirit, Sister Dana. And it's like everything from then on gets bad, you know, but you can't let it be like that. I'm not going to let the devil do me like that this morning. Because I've been up last night coughing, and I honestly didn't feel good this morning. But the Lord gave me a message, I said, I got to go preach it. So if you have your Bibles, Psalms chapter 57 and verse 3. We're also going to be in 2 Timothy Psalm. If you want to hold your place over there. But the first place of scripture is Psalm chapter 57 and verse 3. "He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that will swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth." Now, if you will, turn over to 2 Timothy, chapter 1, and verse 6. That's 2 Timothy, chapter 1, and verse 6. "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by putting on of my hands. For God hath given us the spirit of, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." You may be seated. In Psalms, he told him, he said, "He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that will swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth." He said that he would swallow me up. Now pray for me this morning.
Bless the Lord.
He had started praying my voice to hold out. But he said he would swallow me up.
Right.
David was always talking about then his enemies either putting him in a pit or in darkness or breaking his bones or hurting his flesh or swallowing him up, consuming, Sister Dana. You know, when you eat your food, you swallow it, it goes on the inside. And on the inside, it helps the inside, it helps the outside. If you didn't eat, you wouldn't be here. Nothing would work. You know, if you go long enough without eating, everything stops working.
Right.
You know, the organs don't get what they need. You don't see good.
Right.
You don't hear good.
Right.
You don't smell good.
Bless the Lord.
Nothing starts to work. You start losing your taste. You get fragile. Because the body will take from the organs things and give it to other organs. So that way it can survive the most vital ones. Because there's organs in your body you can live without. So it'll help the brain and the heart and the liver live as long as it can. And then but it'll take it from other important organs. But that's what the devil desired to do, was to swallow him up. You know. Sister Nita, if the devil can, he'll get on the inside and he'll get on the outside and he'll just consume you all the way around.
Right.
To be swallowed up meant, Sister Nita, that the devil was going to take him in completely. He will be surrounded on every side.
Right.
There'll be no way out. Once you eat something, it's hard to get it back up.
Right. Yeah.
Unless you're sick, it's hard to get it back up. And it's not going to be the same when it does. When you eat something, that goes down, you consumed it. That's in your body completely. You consumed it.
Right.
And he said, that's what the devil desired to do to me, was to swallow me up. But I tell you what, you know, Sister Dana, you got a bloodline.
Yeah.
There's a bloodline around you. And David says in another part of Psalms, he said, I put a watchman. He put a watchman in a tower.
Uh-huh.
If he can get loose, y'all hear me out. He put a watchman in a tower and he told him, he said, you look out and you watch that gate. Make sure nothing comes in that gate. And you make sure nothing comes out that gate. Them walls, sister, be on it, is that bloodline. That devil can't cross that bloodline, sister. Lisa, and you know what? It's something about that bloodline. It don't wash away when the wind and the rain come. Now, if you get something on your clothes, you throw it in the washing machine, and you wash it off. And most of the time, it's going to come out without being hard. You know, there'll be no more spot on it. It'll be clean again. But that bloodline don't wash off. The devil can bring all the flood he wants. He can bring all the rain he wants. But that bloodline don't wash away. It stays right there. That's a permanent line, Sister Lisa, around that campment is that bloodline. And it don't wash away. But I tell you what, Sister, there's some time. We're at that gate. Y'all feel that. We're at that gate, Sister Lisa, and we get tired and we get sleepy. You know, you sit at that gate, you got all your armor on, and things get heavy. Sister Lisa, things get heavy. That armor gets heavy sometimes. Sometimes it's hard in the face of the devil to keep doing the right thing. It's hard. Sometimes they don't want to hear you when you tell the truth. Sometimes they don't want to listen when you tell them what you're supposed to be telling. Sometimes, Sister Dana, it's hard to be an outcast and have to stand there and keep guarding that gate. And sometimes, Sister Dana, we kind of slump down a little bit. Or we sit down and we want to rest a while. We say, Lord, if I could just sit down and take off some of this burden, lighten some of my load just a little bit. If I could just rest up against that wall and have a little break from all this torment and all this sorrow. But you can't sit down. There is no rest. He said, we rest when we get over yonder, Brother Tony. But right now, he said, work while it is day, for I'm coming when no man can work. Y'all help me, come on. I'll tell you what, sister. Listen, sometimes it's easy to just slump up against that wall. That armor gets heavy. That salvation sometimes, it gets heavy when the devil's pulling at you and tugging at you. Come on over across that bloodline where I can get a hold of you. Come on over just a little bit. Just slide down that wall and take a rest. Don't worry about your duties. They'll be there when you're through. But you have your little encampment. It's fragile.
No.
And the house, they're like little shacks. And so, Sister Dana, sometimes they're all we can do. Sometimes, Sister B, we don't build mansions on the inside of that encampment. All we can muster is just a little teepee. There are Sundays when all you're putting up, Anita, it's just a little teepee. There's Monday nights when all you're praying, it's just a little teepee. It's just a little tent and a little bit of sticks. It's just a little tiny campfire. It ain't no blaze and glory. It's just a little teepee. But I tell you what, on the outside, there ain't no little tent. There ain't no fragile wall. It ain't no fall down. It's gonna stand. And Tony said, you pick up the hammer and you build the wall again.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise
happen if I do let God take it? What happened?
Praise.
Something bad happened? Will I lose everything?
Lord.
Everything? Just go after you? What happened? I mean, what will happen to me? What happened to everybody else? He said, just watch the gate. Just watch the gate. Make sure none of Jesus don't get out. Make sure none of the devil don't get in.
Right.
Just watch the gate. He said, I got everything else.
Right.
There ain't no need to be worried about what could come from this side. What could come from that side? What could come from behind?
Right.
He said, I got you know how they say, I got you six. That means, Sister Dina, if you're standing up at 12, directly behind you. He said, yeah, I got you on this side.
Praise
God. He got outstretched arms. Sister Lisa.
Thank you, Lord.
That's that covers everything.
Praise you, Lord.
That covers everything.
Yeah.
That covers on this side, that covers on that side, and that covers on you behind.
Yeah.
There ain't no need to be worried.
Praise the Lord.
You don't have
listen. That's right.
You don't fear the one that can destroy the flesh, the body.
Yeah.
You fear the one that can destroy the body and the soul.
Yeah.
The devil and what he can do to you is not who you fear. God is who you fear.
Right.
It's just like a parent in love. If you don't do what you're supposed to, you're that territory of them. And they love you.
Yeah.
But you fear them. I still fear. Mama whipped me mostly. Well, I fear Daddy. But I fear Mama for whippings. I fear Daddy for hurting my feelings. Because Daddy could, I'm so disappointed in you. I cry like a baby. That break my heart. I'm so disappointed in you. Why would you play with that when Mama told you not to? So simple. I mean, I'm just disappointed in you. Hurt my feelings. I mean, just cry like a baby, you know. And then Mama would get all red, but she's got a vein right here, and she's got one right here that comes out when she's rheumatic, or rheumatic, you know. We get in trouble a lot, but that vein will come out, and I know when that vein's out, it's on, you know. But it's right here in the middle of her forehead, and she really needs two. But when she gets mad at you, you know you've done wrong. And you might love her, but you fear her. Because you're fixing to get it. You know, it don't matter what happens. I tie these belts in knots.
Yes.
I tie them in big old knots. Instead, I untie them. Because she's always too mad to untie them. So by the time I untie them, she'd forget what she's been living for. But later, she'd surprise me and remember. And that belt would be untied. And I thought she had forgot. And she'd come get me in my room. Oh, I remember. You know, they grab that arm up. Snatch that arm up. And then you go in a circle. But you feel her, you know. And that's the same with the Lord.
Right.
He loves you.
Thank
you. Y'all don't misunderstand that. He does. But when that judgment day comes, it's coming.
Yeah.
That's it then. All that great love, they will have nothing to do with it. Because he told my mom, she said, I hate with it. But you chose it. I told you what was going to happen if you done it, and you've done it anyway. That's the same with the Lord. You got a whole book of instructions. Plain as day. He's put it down through the generations for it to be translated so we can understand it. He put you in school and taught you how to read. And we've been to church. We've got all of us have got a wonderful
lineage.
And given preachers to hear, singers to sing, teachers to teach. There ain't no excuse for not doing what's right.
Right.
It's in the book. You know it. And when that day comes, all that parental love, all that godly love, it ain't going to be on that day. It's going to be God is a great and awesome judge. And that's going to be it. I tell you what, guard that gate. We got to be careful, Sister Lisa. You know, people sometimes take God for granted. You know, and sometimes it's easy to do like I said last week. He's only ever been kind to me. I hadn't had no bad experiences with God. I had never been fell into the hands of an angry God. But just because I said that's the way he's been to me, That don't mean I can't slip up and fall into Abraham. Abraham's a believing God. And it also means that that's not his only side. We have to be careful, Sister Ethel. We have to guard our hearts because the devil, I tell you what, he's faithful to his job. He really is. He don't never falter. He don't never take a day off. He don't never sit down. But we can't either, but I appreciate the Lord.
Yes,
I feel like reminding you, you know, that bloodline holds.
Yeah.
It don't matter what you're going through, that bloodline, it holds.
That's right.
We got to hold out too. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, I'm going to let's spend a minute for prayer before we dismiss. Let's pray one for another that the Lord keep us. Keep us safe. Keep us going in this journey, whatever may come our way. I know the Bible tells you to inspire yourself, stir up the gift you know that's within you. And sometimes you need somebody to help you. Sometimes you need a push in the right direction. Somebody pull it. It works that way too. But let's pray one for another. God bless us all and keep us going in the right direction. Well, come on up and let's pray a thing. Lord, we just praise you, God. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We encourage the message. Lord, we encourage and inspire the word of God. We thank you this morning, Lord. All you need is blessings, all the hearts and souls come this way this morning. God, we just pray, Lord, that you bless the people. God, get each and every one of us. God, that we can receive everything that you got for us. God, be a blessing one to another. And God, help us to encourage one another, pray for one another, be a help to one another, God, an instrument, a testimony, a wisdom, whatever it may be, God, a witness, Lord. Help us to be a church, God. Help us to be the people of God that you have us to be this morning, Lord. You said that the Lord will see a wise nation, God, a God that's close and nigh unto us, God. God, be with us every day, every hour, every night, Lord, that you'll be with us, that people will know the Spirit of God, that they'll hear something about God, feel a witness, God. God bless. For your holy name, God, for the kingdom of heaven, for the people, God, for your children, God, saved or lost, God help us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you thanks. Lord, we just praise you. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you for the word of God. Amen. For the Spirit that is so real, God. For the confidence that we have in you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. For the boldness that we feel, God. For the pleasure it is to serve you this morning, God. For what the pleasure it is, God. And we thank you for the pleasure of God. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We certainly sure thank the word of God. Thank God. Thank the Lord for the word of God. Boy, that is an inspiration to you. It said that the word of God was given an inspiration of the Spirit. And it's an inspiration to your heart. Boy, it's a blessing to hear the teaching and the preaching. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to my heart to receive the same teaching that goes out, you see. Praise the Lord. Amen. The same teaching and preaching that comes in. Amen. It's a blessing to you. Praise the Lord. It gives you something to hold on to.
Yes, praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord. It gives you something to go on down the road. Amen. Thank God for the little church. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the little church. Amen. He said it'd be a few to make it. Amen. I feel like I'm counted in that few this morning. Praise the Lord. I feel like I'm counted amongst a few. Amen. Y'all want us to go out this Saturday and have a Christmas dinner? Anybody? Do I need to go by myself? Oh, I've been talking about it for 3 weeks. It ain't really my fault. Does anybody want to go out this Saturday and have a Christmas dinner? This Saturday. Y'all want to wait till the 22nd? That's the day before last Sunday. Christmas. What? What? We already got something scheduled for the 22nd. All right, we need to dismiss the idea. You hands on that. Dismiss the dinner this year. No yays and no nays. After Christmas dinner? Christmas is on Tuesday. We'll have a combination Christmas and New Year's dinner, Saturday the 29th. Is that what you said was the Saturday the 29th? All right. Lord. Yeah, we pray for Terry. That's why I'm not operating on her tonight, too. Maybe we have the 29th, the Saturday after Christmas. We have a Christmas New Year's dinner. All right. Y'all keep praying and looking up. Come back tonight at 6:30. Lord willing, we'll be here. Pray that we'll be safe through an afternoon and that this storm will go another way. All right, let's shake hands and be friends.
Just in case, y'all haven't noticed. Well, you can see what I did this morning. Well, just because I knew I ordered it that day.